I got a couple thank yous I want to extend here. The first is to our friends with the Cass County Beef Producers. They just do a great job of growing, and I think everybody appreciates their work. Thank you. Also, Carol and the crew at the Downtowner, no matter what event they are involved in, it just goes off smooth. They do a great job and a great asset to our community. Thank you, Carol. A special thank you to Atlantic Bottling Company for providing the soft drinks tonight. A big part of Atlantic, and we appreciate them greatly. Thank you. I have a special thank you to the City of Atlantic, particularly the street department, and all the guys that worked hard to get the curbing in. The guys from AMU, they got the power ran over to it, went without a hitch. Great job, and they're greatly appreciated here in Atlantic. Thank you. And certainly not least, but lastly, Richter & Son Towing, who gave us the use of their big towing truck crane. For those of you that seen us putting it in place, it got to be quite an event. So, but they did a great job. Thanks to Gary and Greg and the whole crew at Richter & Son Towing. Any career that you're in, you are fortunate if you have one mentor that you've learned from, and I had the good fortune of having two. Mr. Frank Greiner is here tonight with his wife, Jody. Frank's also a member of our board of directors. Mr. Gordon Nicholas, the late Gordon Nicholas. He was a special man, special businessman, and he loved Atlantic. With us tonight are some of his children, his son Steve from Lennox, daughters Lana, Diane, and Joan. Also on our board of directors is Jason Nicholas and myself, and Mr. Ken Kay, who's an invaluable asset and a great advisor and counsel to me. Thank you, Ken. I'm also blessed that I have probably the best bank staff of any bank in the state of Iowa, and I truly mean that. They do an awesome job, sometimes in not so pleasant situations, but they handle it with such professionalism. I'm impressed every day when I come to work. Our two artists, and they're going to have more to say after the unveiling, Scott Smith and Troy Muller. Amongst us tonight also is the great, great, great granddaughter of Franklin Whitney, Colleen Driscoll. She's amongst us here tonight. She's bashful, so she doesn't want to speak. Somebody remarked as they were reading the plaque here that you could really, you know, see the and visualize what it was like 150 years ago when Franklin plowed those furrows. This was a pretty desolate place on Earth, if you think about it. And we look at that depot and realize that his vision to make sure he had a railhead in his new community is one thing that hasn't changed. I don't know how many years ago it was, but there was a group of businessmen that stepped forward to save that rail line that still comes through Atlantic. Without that rail line, that $200 million ethanol plant wouldn't have been built. And that can all go back to Mr. Whitney's decision to bring that railhead to the edge of his town. That's pretty impressive. We hope that this small token of appreciation to our community will remind us to honor those pioneers that came out here and took a chance for themselves and their families to make a life in Atlantic 150 years ago. I hope it helps us appreciate the people that today are still taking chances, still staking their lives and their families' future on Atlantic. And hope for all those that are to follow in the next 150 years that will do the same. Mr. Mayor, fellow citizens, Franklin Whitney. Mayor Jones here.
I'm Scott Smith. I'm one of the artists. My mentor, Troy Muller, is actually the lead artist. He led the thing. He's been very good at keeping me in tow. And he's going to explain to you about how things got started. We're both founding members of New Century Art Guild, which is a nonprofit, and he'll tell you about that.
This piece is called The Founding of Atlantic. It was our privilege to commemorate the moment Paul described, that the city was essentially founded in the visionary mind of its primary founder, Franklin H. Whitney. First of all, we'd like to say congratulations on your 150th birthday. And we'd like to thank Paul and the Whitney Bank, the City of Atlantic, and everyone that made the sculpture a reality. We began this project in May of last year in Paul's office, and it's been a busy time for us since then. Creating bronze sculpture, if you're not familiar with, is very time-consuming and a relatively dangerous process involving fire, molten metal, sledgehammers, and lots of elbow grease. And as a thank you, for this opportunity that the city, the bank and city gave us, we'd like to, on behalf of the artist, dedicate a 1/6 scale model for the interior of the bank. This scale version is made, of course, by the same artist using the same bronze and techniques. This also is available as an addition in bronze if anyone wishes on their own to commemorate the occasion with their own casting of the sculpture, so see Scott or myself. Finally, I'd like to mention Scott and my other ties in the area. We actually are co-founders of New Century Art Guild. If you've come down the highway through Kimbleton and Elkhorn, you've probably seen our buildings. We took it upon ourselves to make it our mission to put veterans back to work as artists, and we've been doing that for quite some time now. And come say hello to us in one of our galleries. We should display the work of veterans, and of course all of the proceeds 100% go to the veterans themselves. Our president is here, Jim O'Keefe. Again, just thank you for the tremendous opportunity. Enjoy your sculpture and happy birthday to you all.
Well, I want to thank everybody for coming out and tell the story how this all got started. March or February, up at the family table restaurant, 6:30 in the morning, Paul says, I got this crazy idea. I don't know what I got to do, but he told me, he swore me a secret seat, he told me what they want to get done. I said, okay. Well, I got one problem. I got to get okay by Daryl to dig this stuff up. You got the easy part. So, it all come together. Everybody worked well. It was wood and lots good and a lot of wood. And that thing is very deep. There's a coke can down the bottom of the base of the cement slab, right down there. So, 3 million years from now, we'll get coke can there for him. Thank you for coming out, and I want to thank Whitney Bank and Paul for your attention. I think it's a great asset to Atlantic. A lot more than people come down looking at this, and I bet Mr. Franklin is really proud of this. So, thank you.